Last time on Roll Weird. Our heroes are led to Mark's containment chamber, where he is kept in a bulletproof tube with several torture devices keeping him incapacitated. While they attempt to negotiate for Mark's life, our heroes learn that all of the undead in the facility are former Gravewatch members, whom Dr. Maskhall intends to return to life. Whistler deduces that Mark has a bizarre adaptation ability. Danny makes his own path through the air ducts. Claiming love for his family, Maskhall agrees to free Mark.
In the containment center, as Mark, who is still contained by these like lightning spears and shackles, and this torrent of water crashing down on his head, is on a rising platform. It's clear that he's not going maybe to a room, or at the very least, he's not going to be released in here unless you find a way to like break through his like super containment cell. The platform that he's on is going to get him out of the building. Ah. He's letting Mark go by letting Mark go.
Okay.
That's fine.
And if you recall, you're at a state park where a bunch of people are currently having like cookouts and stuff. There was like 30 or 40 so families that are just chilling out, waiting to get slaughtered.
They knew what they were getting into.
meanwhile, there is a sort of observation deck, which Maskhall was speaking to you through, which is a little bit above that platform, or above the room you're in which he and his team of scientists are now exiting into a series of elevators. We see in that room itself, because, first thing we see, we put our camera on the ventilation system, through which we see the little hands and eyes of Danny Morris peeking through. And Danny, you see what looks like a large series of mostly monitors, but then like vitals trackers and a bunch of things. Like somewhere in like that trap setup, they keep anatomical tabs on what's going on with Mark as they figure out this like cure adaptation mutation process.
Do I see a gun?
You see a random gun? No. Yeah, I don't think they leave a gun out. Remember, these people are smart. They are crazy smart. No one's doing any wacky goofs. No one's doing any, like, no safety things. They're very blue collar. They all of their building that they've gone through complies with OSHA. they have safety in mind.
I do think OSHA would take issue with a flooded floor. I do think they wouldn't love that.
I also think OSHA would take heed to
a torture chamber. Maybe
okay. A radiation torture chamber.
You can't say the building is OSHA compliant except for all of the secret rooms.
Except for one of the secret rooms and one fake out room. Sure, yes.
This room also has water running directly into it, which is not OSHA compliant.
Who's to say? Meanwhile, everybody downstairs, it doesn't look like there's like a door on the containment tube that Mark is in as it's rising. It seems to be rising fairly slowly, because he for sure weighs a ton and has like a massive amount of gear hooked up to him. So it's not gonna go super duper fast. You have a minute maybe to kind of figure out get your bearings here. But after that, things are gonna get really, really chaotic.
Lee, do you want to re-describe the monster for the listeners? Because maybe it's been a minute since they've heard you describe this big boy.
Well, if you're listening to the podcast, I described it 12 minutes ago, maybe. But of course, for my players who haven't heard it in a handful of weeks.
What about our OGs that are completely caught up to date and are just waiting for the episode?
Mark is this like misshapen, like half Hulk figure, where one of his arms is so massive and muscular and bulky that it touches the ground. It creates a sort of lopsided figure, but to counterbalance him ever so slightly, his head, which is also larger and missing like pieces of itself, is merged to his right shoulder. So it's looking at everything pretty sideways, and its eyes are pretty sunken in. All of the skin is gray and muddy and looks almost like elephant skin. And I hope this is consistent with what I said before, because it might not be, but I think that's what I said it looked like. His right arm looks completely normal and human, aside from the head that's fused to its shoulder. And his legs are maybe only a little bit larger than they were before. He's still wearing pants. They did let him keep his pants. No, they didn't. He said he's naked.
I was like, dick and balls out, baby.
And we're not going to focus on that.
Hoisted by your own petard.
And jammed through Mark's chest and arms are these like metal poles, which are exuding these like Tesla coil snaps, where they'll sometimes lightning sparks will hit the ground. And Mark has these like burn holes around where they were that are slowly losing that like burned skin look. Mark is like at this point twice the size of a normal man in like width alone. But his hand is normal human size, remember.
So like Andre the Giant sized.
Maybe a little bit larger.
Okay.
It's like, but all of the weight is condensed into his left arm.
And Jekyll is on his way, right?
Yeah, at a sort of nebulous amount of time till he arrives.
Okay. Cool. And I think I yell out, guys, I think we're good. Jerry will get him at the surface.
From nowhere in the upper room, you hear it, Jerry. No.
Jerry's got this.
Don't listen to them. Someone's just mimicking their voice. It's coming out of nowhere.
What do you do?
I don't think this is a let it out of the building unsupervised situation.
Happy to defer to you two, and looks at the two Grave Watch members.
Yeah.
So long as, you know, we can think of something fast.
So I have seen Mark at various stages of this illness. Can I use the things I've seen to glean a little more information about how this works?
Of course you can. Can you read that for me?
Absolutely. The things I've seen. When you encounter a creature or phenomenon, you may declare that you have seen it before. The keeper may ask you some questions about the encounter and will then tell you a useful fact you learned and one danger you need to watch out for, maybe right now.
Mm. Okay. I think the obvious thing is that you've seen Mark like look like he's dying a bunch of times. And the things that are like through him now should have killed him. The main thing that I think you know from this, and you know from like the time that you saw like Brittany helping him recover in like that secret doctor like camp,
mm-hmm.
That first time, is that Mark has like a healing factor. If you let him alone long enough after he's taken a significant amount of damage, it's not going to matter. So if you like have to stop and break for some reason, like to focus on saving other people, he might recover from whatever you've done.
So fun. Is that the useful fact or the one danger?
Ooh, that's a good question. That feels like both of those things.
Right? It could be.
I'll give it that to you as a useful fact. And as a danger, is that nothing about the situation, like Mark's like adaptation necessarily means that he can only adapt to what's hurting him. If his body can like change to overcome like physical threats, then you could ostensibly guess that he can overcome defenses as well. That if you're wearing armor, that might not matter in a little bit.
Gosh.
And also, Mark's brain is in there, and Mark was the smartest member of the team.
God. I think we just let him do his thing, honestly, at this point. Like,
I think we worship Mark.
Mark runs the Grave Watch now.
He might become a god.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop out of the vent, and jump on this computer and see if the computer can tell me anything useful.
Go ahead and roll me Investigate Mystery.
That's sharp.
It's a lot of data to sort through. Yeah.
6 and 1 is 7 plus 3 is 10.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful. Give me 2 questions.
What is being concealed here is going to be my first. Because I feel like there's secrets we still haven't figured out yet.
Sure. I think one of the major things is that Mark had a major disease that was caused by when he was bit by the first zombie. But his body wasn't reacting the right way. One of the things that's interesting here is that Mark's healing factor is his own. His body naturally had that and has been fighting this disease long enough. Otherwise, he'd be straight up dead. And that's why he's the testing ground for the cure. They keep trying it on him over and over and over again, and it keeps shaping him wrong over and over and over again. That dude has, like, the world's, like, nastiest chemical cocktail coursing through his veins right now.
What can hurt him, then, is my second question.
I think the better thing that you get out of this information is that is the things that they have already done, so that you know that, like, you can bypass what he's already resistant to. Does that seem fair?
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Piercing weapons, like spears and guns.
Needles,
yeah, that sort of thing. They've already done over and over again. They have used... like noxious gas on him. They have used acid on him to see if they can't combat the speed at which he regenerates by keeping him in a vat of acid. He can break out of shackles just over time. It seems like his body didn't like need to create some new thing. He just was really strong and was eventually able to get out of them every time. So they still do it. It's just it only lasts like so long. They have, of course, used electricity, but that one's very new, so he might not be immune to it, but he'll at least be resistant to it. Okay?
Okay. Yep. So, flamethrower.
So, a flamethrower would certainly be a good start.
Jerry.
Jerry's hanging out, making pizza upstairs.
He's got that flamethrower.
No, I think you did call Jerry before you got in the elevator, right?
I yell all that out.
I do remember Jerry getting a phone call.
Yeah, I think I told him everything was fine, though. I think I told him to, like, keep an eye out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were Gravewatch personnel who, while a little bit suspicious of you, believed they were covering their own asses by helping you and were basically they're fixing up the Queen Anchovy's Revenge, because it has a large amount of problems.
Yep. All right, okay. So I yell out all the not weaknesses, all of the resistances to the group.
Excuse me, Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Considering you're, no disrespect, a little worse from wear over what they did to you.
Oh, none taken. You can spill hot soup in my lap. I won't mind.
Maybe it's better if you run back and gather our equipment rather than joining in the fight.
Okay. Where should I meet you?
Oh, back here. We're gonna be
I think we're gonna need the stuff.
Yeah.
I think, is it not rising to the top of the dam?
It looks like it.
If it gets out of here, guys, we're in trouble.
Jerry will get him at the surface. Yeah. Try and recall the elevator.
I feel like some of us might be good to at least be at the top. Make sure if he does get out, we're there.
Jerry's got this.
Go ahead and if you try to figure out where to turn everything off, it requests like master control passwords and such. So there's they had no intention of just giving you an easy out.
That's fine. I've read about this sort of thing, which is a move.
Okay.
Can I act under pressure? It lets me use my sharp to act under pressure.
Oh, I know.
Instead of my cool.
I will let you, but you've got to make some crazy guesses as to what their password could possibly be, or like how to hack their system in a very short amount of time.
Mushrooms and become one with the universe.
Can I offer help by saying that Whistler is trying to use telekinesis to hold the platform down to buy Danny extra time?
Certainly.
6 plus 3 is 9.
I would also like to help out with this.
Sure.
Let me see if my help even works.
Lucas, how are you helping?
It just
mine does with a 9, and I yell out, try P4 $ W0RD. It's the most common. Oh, make sure the P's capitalized. It's the most common secure password.
Did you just cast a spell?
It spells password using numbers, symbols, and capitalized letters.
Will technomancy never cease to amaze?
So if that help out goes through, that raises my 9 to a 10.
Correct. I'm going to quick invoke one of the hard moves that I kept from Lucas and say that all it can tell you is that it's slowing down. I will buy you time. I will give you time to get your gear, get something in place. And maybe before it reaches the very end, it will stop. But currently, you are getting hit with firewall and failsafes that don't want this to happen once the command has been input. So this is taking you a significant amount of time to even input the command in the first place. But it will get through.
Hey, guys. I don't know if I can stop it before it reaches the surface. I'm kind of slowing it down, making it take the scenic route.
Which is to say it's going an inch, slow by inch.
We might want to get up there. I think Lee wants the fight on the surface, so we should skedaddle.
I have one more hard move in my bank, just so you know.
Is there a staircase nearby?
If
it's OSHA compliant.
Yes, there must be. I guess there must be a staircase for sure.
All right. I won't take this. I figure I can get up there faster than an elevator.
Is Mark attached to the platform? Is he just standing on it?
He's currently shackled by it.
Okay.
I'm running up the stairs.
Okay, you start sprinting up the stairs.
Lee, do I see a janitor's closet?
Yeah, there's cleaning chemicals and such. Oh, and don't forget, in the ventilation system are a series of gas canisters that you found when you're crawling through them. That are definitely flammable, if you recall. What use that may have to you, I have no idea.
I would like to go over to the janitor's closet, and I would like to collect an assortment of bullshit in a duffel bag or a backpack, if I can see one of those there. If not, in one of the mop buckets.
Are you trying to make chloroform?
No. No, I'm not sure what I'm doing yet, but if this fight is happening on the surface, I want an assortment of bullshit with me.
Okay. If you try to talk about anything in the bullshit, it must be cleaning related.
Janitor related. So, duct tape, I would expect to be in there.
That seems fair. Sure.
I would expect, like, maybe a standard toolkit of, like, a screwdriver or wrench.
That seems fair.
Some WD-40.
Yes, I was going to say WD-40. I want WD-40.
An Uzi.
Yes, an Uzi.
Bigfoot has hit the elevator to go upstairs.
Bunch of chemicals, and then I'm going to grab one of the explodey gas canisters from the vent before I hit the steps.
I do yell to Bigfoot. Actually, you are going to meet us on top of the dam with that gear. Looks like we're not going to be able to hold him in here.
Okay, should I... What do I do about the guards in the main building? Are they going to... Like, if they're still there.
All right. New plan. I'm going to go with Bigfoot. I'll meet y'all on the roof.
Okay. Do you need me to hold your hand?
No.
Are you scared, bud? I got you.
No, I'm doing this to protect... Never mind.
Josh,
okay.
With
pretty clearly misunderstood the scenario.
With the monstrous move incorporeal, I know I can move through objects, but can I, like, take objects with me?
To a small amount, because your clothes can pass through. I'm not going to take that from you.
Oh, yeah, ghost clothes.
you got the clothes of a Ghostbuster.
I have I have the ghost of the jeans I died in, you know what I'm saying? But, like, could I go through the armory door and bring the guns back out, or do we still need to figure out how to get through that locked door?
I feel like we need to set a precedent, because otherwise you could, like, bring, like, a nuke through a base and no one could stop you. So I think I need to set some kind of precedent there.
Yeah, I think you need to roll for it. I think you need to leave it up to chance.
I will say, if the object itself has the magic tag, you can go through.
Okay, that's cool. I can fuck with that.
I also figure I could try Adam's badge when I get up there. That might work.
Hmm. I mean, if we're not gonna try to fight Mark down here, then I want to race up after Dale. You know, I don't want to pussyfoot around for so long that Josh starts killing barbecuing families.
Yeah. We take a quick cut outside to where everyone's just having, like, a pretty nice, normal day. Everyone's, you know, what season is it? I literally never remember. Like, I think early fall.
No, Andy forced the beginning of the show to be fall. Remember correctly.
I think it's Pride Month. Isn't it June?
The beginning of the campaign wasn't Halloween, but it was Halloween for us as human people.
You're
but
right.
It was in, like,
it was
June
July
or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. So I think my estimation of early fall is actually correct, because it's been a long time since then.
Yeah.
It's a lovely fall day. The leaves are changing. There are people out on, like, little sailboats and paddle boats and those swan things.
In the fall? What state are we in?
We're in West Virginia.
I mean, maybe. Global warming, I'll give it to you.
anyways... people are having, like, a nice, simple day. There was a strange incident earlier near the dam from afar, where people saw something, like, really big on the dam that just sort of crashed into the water. But it's been fine since then. If you recall, Mothman was existent for 25 seconds and was immediately killed. but it's otherwise been pretty chill. It's all in all a nice, normal day. Nothing bad could possibly go wrong. Danny, where are you going?
To the stairs.
Okay.
I got my bag of tricks. I'm running up the steps.
Dale, as you're running up ahead of everybody, and I think you're probably the fastest person on the team, right? Because you have the highest cool. A little bit ahead, get a phone call.
Flip that bad boy open.
Don't answer. It's going to be a hard move. Don't answer it. It's a hard move, Colin. If you don't pick up, you're safe.
Sins of your past.
My dear nephew, I just wanted to tell you that I just realized the poor condition I have left you in, and I have called in help. Every Grave Watch member outside of my family within a 30-mile radius is about to show up to help. So, just in case you were worried that you were going to be grievously injured, don't worry. Thank you so much for helping me settle this problem. Goodbye.
I mean, what is that, like three dudes? How big's the Grave Watch?
You don't know. But, yeah. Dale, you would know West Virginia is the hotbed.
Yeah, it's like our Grave Watch. Like our HQ, basically.
Yeah.
And the tag we have is offices all over, so you gotta assume there's...
Offices all over.
Fun times!
Don't worry, you have two crack representatives from the tenders of the field here to clean up another Grave Watch mess.
I think Whistler is floating like right behind Dale. It's like, I don't want to be. And I assume Brittany is running alongside
Dale. Yeah.
I don't want to be too indelicate, but it kind of begs the question, how much are we willing to hit Mark?
Sorry, I was focusing on stairs for a while there. I don't know. He's a clear threat. So if he's a danger to life, then he's a danger to life, and we got to do what we got to do to stop him. If the Grave Watch comes in, if we can try to do something to keep him away and keep it our scene, that'd be great. But I don't know. If we have to act like we're trying to kill him, that I don't know. We'll see who shows up.
Lee, you let me know when I've gotten to the top.
Sure. I think because you stopped to grab a bunch of stuff, you'll be the last one upstairs.
Sure.
What were you saying, Whistler?
Miss Brittany, how far away can you teleport, Mark?
If I can get my hands on him safely, because it takes a minute, then I can get him, about half a mile? Reasonable distance to run. But, I have like a camp set up I could bring him to, but I don't have any ways of containing him.
Well, I guess we'll try to get that big spider thing.
Yeah, and if we can get Jackal to go there instead of to the dam itself, then he'll be at a safe spot elsewhere that once we get Mark there, he'll be able to hopefully help with.
All right.
Question, Lee. I'm not there, but my haven has protection spells. Monsters can't get in. If Mark was teleported in, could he get out?
I don't think you can be teleported in, because otherwise I would have monsters teleport in.
Okay, fair.
I think there's also a separate option for the haven. Like, I think there is one that's specifically monsters don't get like in, and there's one that's like, they don't get out.
The oubliette, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I have several teleporting monsters, so I would just have them come into your van.
Don't do that. Leave my van alone.
Yeah. What floor are you stopping off at? Because remember, Mark isn't actually going that fast right now.
I would think like the floor directly above, try to delay him getting to the dam. Also, is Mark like attached to the platform? Is he like strapped in? Is he just
remember,
standing?
He's shackled.
Shackled, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's in a tube as well, right? Like you can't really do anything. I figure I would just be going up to the armory level, no?
Yeah, I also thought that, but
okay,
the armory level is the same level as the morgue where Bigfoot and Lucas are going.
We can meet up there.
Okay. Lucas and Bigfoot. The elevator dings as you reach the second floor down, so the floor that you came through on, and you hear this cacophony of screams, and Lucas, your magic, which barred the zombies from escaping their containment, has worn off by now. So if you go into the morgue, it's full of a horde. And one dead guy.
Bollocks.
Oh, it's okay. You can just magic them away. Can't you got this, magic. Bud, and he pats you on the back.
I can't do magic until I get in the room.
Whoa.
My focus is in there.
Oh. What's your focus? Yeah. Oh, wait. Do you need like coffee? I'm sure there's like a coffee station around
my
here.
My cell phone. I use it to cast spells.
Okay.
I could set up another mobile device or computer to do it, but it would take me a half hour, and I don't have that kind of time.
So, we run in, we grab it, we run out?
Yeah. Hold the door for me. I don't want to risk you getting hurt.
Lucas, that's very kind of you. But I can't do all the magic, so it's probably more important that you're okay than me, right?
Pragmatically speaking, yes.
Okay, hold the door. There's a ksh as Bigfoot opens the sliding door here. And we see the horde is, like, crashing against, like, the walls. They don't understand what a door is, right? But they've broken through their containment, and we see dozens of zombies that are, like, missing body parts, that are, like, losing fluid, that their organs have come out from their stomachs. And they're all in, like, the bags you've seen in, like, mortuaries. You've all seen it. And they're, like, slamming into the walls because they don't know how to get out. Until that door opens, and they see Bigfoot rushing in. And Lucas, how do you stop Bigfoot from getting killed as he runs to your gear?
So I don't have my gun on me right now, but
yeah.
I don't have my magic. I don't have my gun. I think I put my arm in and I grab one of the cold lockers and I open and close and open and close and open and close to make as much noise as I can.
You want to draw them to you?
I want to draw them to the wall next to the door because you're saying they don't understand what doors are.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Give me manipulate a person.
Oh, boy.
Or protect someone, whichever's higher.
Well, funny story how they're both the same. actually, no. Manipulate a person is better than protect someone. And that is going to be a 7.
Oh, you gotta prove it. Get in there, bud. Get in the locker.
You have to prove in some way, shape, or form that that is the exit. And I think Soren has the right of it. If you get in to the cold lockers, they'll follow.
You know what?
A nightmare.
We see a ton of them are about to surround and devour Bigfoot.
You already killed Mothman, so
yeah.
You can't also lose Bigfoot.
I think I jump in. And as I'm jumping in, I say, throw me my phone and run.
It's the truest horror movie scenario. It is this cramped place with uneven footing because the things are meant to slide. As you are crawling through, you keep slipping and the things roll underneath you. As through a bunch of these now open doors, the zombies come crashing in. And they're not like dexterous or anything. They're slamming up against the wall behind you and rapidly clawing their way after you. They're slipping and sliding too, so you're not immediately covered. But they're caning on you so quickly and cutting off every exit. And Bigfoot was on a different side of the room than you, so when he throws in the phone, it's not immediately next to you. And he taking your directions, runs out and lives. But you are surrounded. And I think we're going to cut back to everyone else real quick. We have coming up the stairs, Dale, then Dale, Brittany, and Dash, and about two floors down, coming up, so you can like talk to each other through the stairs, is Danny. What do you do?
Did you say we're almost at the...
Yeah, you're about to be at the armory.
Okay. I think I just keep running.
Okay. I mean, well, yeah, when you arrive, you can hear the chaos happening, like, way down.
I'm going to try to swipe Adam McIntyre's Grave Watch badge and see if that gets it, or if is it...
Fully works.
If... All right.
It's not a puzzle.
Going straight into the armory.
Yeah, his clearance is allowed in almost every Gravewatch building.
All right.
The room is full of, like basically modified hunting equipment, is what you would imagine. It's a lot of guns with, like, attachments or, nets, a bunch of, like, wires and what have you, where a lot of the purpose of it is, like, we know this monster has this ability. It's kind of like a bear. So we take a bear trap and we do this to it.
Definitely grabbing the scorpion thing. Is that locked down or anything?
No.
Okay.
But you'll see that a lot of the items have, like, colored tags on them. What that means, I don't think you know.
There's no helpful little directory. There's no little poster.
No.
With a little Gravewatch member being like, remember.
Does it look like there's a component or something missing, like a key or something that might be needed to ignite it, that, like, that tag system might associate?
Give me read about situation.
Is 11.
Okay.
Ask your questions. I guess best way to protect the victims in, like, best way to make sure it's operational, I guess. Does that make sense?
In looking it over, it looks like it's fully functional. It has, like, a built-in car battery. But for its use, you can tell that, like, this thing is still experimental and doesn't work very fast. You have to be up in Mark's, like, grill here for an extended period of time before this thing goes off to set it up.
Okay.
So you either need to have him, like, restrained or focusing somewhat on someone else while you use it on him.
And he is restrained, so I would try to enjoy that while we can.
Alright. So... gosh, a lot of these don't seem pertinent to the armory particularly. Does it have to relate to the scorpion thing, or?
No.
I guess what's most vulnerable to me in that, like, what is the most I can take?
Okay. So what I can tell you is that there's other stuff that, like, you can figure out quickly, it's like red, yellow, red, to say this no longer works on him. They've tagged it to say this has been used before. The yellow things have only been used once, so we work a little bit.
Gotcha.
And so what I'm saying here is you have cool gadgets or weird tech in your tags right here, right? Go ahead and roll me sharp. On a high roll, I'll give you something that straight up works no problem. Medium roll is something that works half well. It only works for a little bit. And red, you can't find anything useful.
Mm-hmm. Don't even stress it, Lee. Don't even stress it. That's four.
Sounds bad.
I'll be able to stay true to my word here. On a failure, I simply give you all things in this room, aside from the scorpion, have been used on Mark before to such a degree that he's basically resistant to it.
They've been working away at him. All right, well.
Yeah, he's escaped like 4 or 5 times.
I'm grabbing a couple things just for me, because I deserve it.
Sure, and we can use that to justify weird tech that you just have on you later on.
Hell yeah. Dale gets a little treat.
He deserves a little treat. It's a bad day for Dale.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Danny is like duct taping a mop to their arm. Like... we've all been looting, okay?
Yeah. Danny, Dash, what are you doing? Or Whistler?
Whistler has not as much of a need for tech and can't necessarily carry things. They didn't die wearing a backpack. So I guess they're like watching the door.
Okay.
My plan was to not go to the armory. It was to go to Jerry. However, do I hear Lucas in trouble?
Oh, for sure. By the time that you get to that floor, the chaos, you came from that room at one point, so you know where it is, roughly speaking. Yeah. You can hear, like, the giant cacophony.
I'm imagining, like, they would see Bigfoot running out of that room to meet up with the rest of the group with their gear.
Certainly. As you're coming out of the stairs, you see rounding a corner is Bigfoot.
So my plan was to turn the mop bucket into a rolling bomb and use that on Mark. I think I'm going to try and use that to save Lucas, though.
Okay.
So I have cans of WD-40. I have the explosive fire barrel thing. I have a bunch of chemicals. I'm not going to describe on this podcast how to build a bomb.
Some
impressionable kids listening, or in case my CIA agent is finally paying attention again. I'm assuming an act under pressure roll.
Oh yeah. To do this and not blow yourself up, for sure.
I've read about this sort of thing.
Why?
I wish it was a manipulative.
That
person,
is going to
so
be a
to
12.
12, yeah. Through duct tape and a miscellaneous gaggle of janitorial goods.
You can make a bomb out of any janitor's closet. It's not hard.
Yeah. So you have in your possession, like, a bomb that you could ignite with some kind of, you know, like, major puncture, let's say.
Right. Good thing I made sure that there was a screwdriver.
Ah, yeah. Don't puncture it next to you.
No. The plan is going to be puncture duct tape, but just a little bit of duct tape, and then a kick of the janitor mop bucket. And hopefully, when it makes contact with a wall or a zombo, that'll loosen the duct tape enough for it to explode.
Sure. I love it.
I might kill Lucas here. Sorry, bud.
Depending on how this goes. Speaking of which, Lucas, up in the cold lockers, which I actually don't know if they're connected, but for our universe is all connected. I think they are. As you are scraping and climbing through on your way to get your phone, tell me what's going on. Tell me what Lucas looks like.
A scared, scrambling young man just... sweat as arms are reaching in, they're knocking into lockers, accidentally opening them, trying to pull them closed. They are scrambling not only for their phone, but for a wire that's in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me an act under pressure to evade the zombies and get out of here.
11.
Beautiful. Yeah. You have to, like, force your way past so fucking hard. You have to, like, kick them as they're grabbing onto your legs, as they, open one of the doors, slam them shut on one another, but you're able to get to the place where Bigfoot threw your phone in and grab it, and you're free. What can you do to, escape?
Well, do I
assume
see
you're gonna get out of the nearest door first.
Do I see this bomb rolling into the room?
I think you will in a moment, but because it's all happening simultaneously.
I'm trying to get to the exit that I know leads to the stairs in the roof. So I think Lucas is kind of trying to assess where they're all standing and if there's a way to loop around them or if he's going to have to go through them. And okay. really weighing if it's a good idea to try to go through them.
I don't think there's a role here. I think they are covering a crap ton of the room. I don't think there's really a way to go straight around them. Once you get out of the cold lockers, they'll come out of the cold lockers right after you. And there's also just some just in the room in general that Bigfoot has fled from. I think your action here is all on you as far as there's no smart move. So can you just push through?
Role to play okay. dead.
Role play dead. Yeah, that's a great idea. In that case, I would like to use one of my rotes, and I'm going to summon what would essentially look like a skeletal triceratops, except the I'm not sure if it's in actual triceratopses where the frills are actually made out of have any bone in them,
mm-hmm.
but this one definitely does.
It's like mm-hmm. a Halloween decoration of a triceratops.
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And that is going to be a total of a 12. So the three tags I'm going to pick are ally, armored, and strong.
Okay.
And I'm just going to crawl into its rib cage and hang on.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
Nice.
Yeah. You open the cold locker to an open mouth of this monstrosity, and you can climb right in like a kid in a McDonald's play place and hang on for dear life as the as the zombies are cracking their arms against it. And it's going to... What do you want it to just, like, ferry you out?
Yeah, I want it to, like, charge towards the elevator and ferry me out.
Beautiful.
Probably right into a bomb I don't know is coming.
I mean, it's not like the zombies stop trying to get after you.
Yeah.
They can. It's a skeletal creature, so they can see that you're there. And as you're escaping, Danny, you are met with Bigfoot, who goes, "Oh my gosh, you gotta help Lucas. He's in the middle of a thing."
So that is when I am like, "Oh, the bomb I was saving for the baddies, I'm kicking towards the zombies instead of the big baddie."
Yeah, go ahead and run to kick some ass.
Oh.
Lucas, you're coming, you're barreling down this hallway in a big old Halloween store triceratops as you see Danny round the corner with a mop bucket and like a, well, it looks like a cartoon doomsday device.
Coming through, they're right behind me.
Boxcars plus one, 13.
Hell yeah. Go ahead and choose an extra.
Oh my bucket god, and I never... the Shinzo Abe gun just like duct tape together.
I don't do this. On a 10 plus, choose one effect. Advanced. Oh, I don't have advanced, but you gain with an advantage. Take one. Force them where you want them. I want the zombies to not be following all of us. So
sure. Fair to say that it blows out the bridge that they're on, like the platform, so that they have fall down.
Yeah, yeah. If or like the ceiling collapses and closes that room off behind Lucas.
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Lucas.
Lucas and Danny and coincidentally Bigfoot each take one harm from the massive explosion that comes out, and as the pieces start flying towards you.
Does that ignore armor?
It will. As the you were like forced. Oh well, actually, Lucas, you're fine. You're an armored monster. Your monster will take the damage for you. But that part of the building starts to collapse, and the horde is thrown downwards, and they will not pursue you any further. Oh, that was genius. How'd you know to do that?
What'd you say?
What?
What? What?
We gotta go!
I used to work at a Starbucks!
And, of course, at that moment, our other two arrive.
What happened?
What? What do they teach you to make at Starbucks?
What?
Where They May Radio.